you, Jesus. Sunday morning, 10:22-23. First, I'm going to do a prophet's corner, and then we're going to get into a teaching. Now, listen to me closely today, please. I'll let you do your thing so I want you looking at me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord doesn't want us struggling. The gospel is a simple message.
What's the title?
The title is The History of the World. This is 10:22-23. But the gospel is a simple message. Men have complicated it. Moving in the spirit's no different than the way we move naturally with a natural body. All right. History repeats itself. So many want to know about their true history. The evil one has attempted to erase most of it. Not just your history, but the history of the world. Why would evil do this? If you knew, then you should see the truth, much like today, and stop him. What has caused people to wake up? The truth started coming forth. God began to wake his people up, and the truth began to come forth about what the devil has done. And that started what they call the Great Awakening. He has played his same old game on the population since the garden. Just repeat and repeat, I'm echoing. The devil only, that's too low, I think. Okay, is that better? Okay, the devil has only one playbook, and that is to discount my word, for my word is truth. His agenda is to steal, kill, and destroy from my kids. He is jealous of you because he knows he can never really have it. God made the earth for man. The history that you think you know is all a lie. Satan has run his scam from the time that mankind was tricked out of his inheritance. This is the true history of the world. Satan is and his agenda against humanity. As I've said to you before, a seed war. A seed war. Everybody wanting to know their history? Who cares? The devil's ripped up and trashed everything. From the garden till present day, what difference does it make who did what? It doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters is what does the word say? What has God done? What is God doing? That's all that matters. Your true history is in me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I made heaven and the earth, and I've watched all that has transpired in it. I am the one that can tell you whatever you need to know. We don't need people bringing all this distortion and all this garbage and all this mess. And what has it done? It's caused more confusion. I've been made unto you wisdom. You know what? I got to thinking everything since the Lord woke me up and had me start studying about Revelation, about things. Pretty well every single thing and the conclusions I've come to and the truth I know, I found in this book that they say it's not complete. They say it's, you know, not good enough. And what has men done? They've gone and added legends. What you think is history are simply events that have transpired. What my word says is true. Yes, you can believe it, for it is my book of secrets. The true secrets that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Oh, how the devil wants to get a hold of those secrets. No matter how angry he gets or however many fits he throws, he will never attain the wisdom he seeks. I reserve those secrets for those that seek to know. He comes to steal it so he can know as much as me. See, what's his goal? What's he recruited the elites that think they're going to go with him, then he's going to kill them too, to get up to God's throne and take over. It will never happen, for my word is full of secrets, and that only my born-again spirit-filled children can discern. He's been made unto us wisdom. His vengeance, though aimed at you, is really against me. He distorts my word by spinning it. What's his face? You know, had the spin zone. That's what the news is. He presents the narrative of myths and legends and old wives' tales. He is trying to hurt me by hurting you, for you are the children of God. That's the seed war. For this deception, I cast him out of heaven. I saw him as lightning fall. Now you will behold with your own eyes his fall from the earth. He is the great deceiver, and he seeks to deceive the whole earth. He did a pretty good job. Hold fast to my word, for it is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. Simple and profound. Once the revelation of this mystery comes to you, you cannot unsee it. You can't unsee it. It is all hidden in secret. It is in the hearts of my children, and the devil can't steal it. You have all my wisdom and knowledge inside you. I've been made unto you wisdom. My word will never lead you astray. Yes, it is written words, but beneath those words are waves. No, oceans of revelation. My word never fails, and it will never pass away, for it is eternal. My word is responsible for all you see around you. When you see these truths, no one could steal it from you. This is why I've chosen to write it in your hearts. Do not let the devil steal it from you through his trickery. In these last days, as the scriptures proclaim, men have embraced the doctrines of men and devils. You're privileged to know the truth, and that truth has set you free from the madness that's going on around you. Now you will be able to help others and show them the truth. You know what? The truth is so simple. The stuff that I hear, you know, anybody that's got anything, they're so out there. I listened to somebody yesterday that everyone on the panel, it was a big group of people, six or so. Anyway, this man start talking, everybody just kind of just sits there like, we don't understand a word you're saying. I'm thinking, God's word's not that way. When the world knows the truth, the world will be free. The resident evil will no longer have a place here. I've said to you that the best is yet to come. I would say to be encouraged in this and know that I will never leave you or forsake you. This is the end game, and the devil always overplays his hand. Evil men have stumbled over the stumbling stone. The simplicity in Christ, they've stumbled all over it. And they have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It's more fantastic. Have you ever been around people? Well, the Bible's not enough. I just want more. I just want more. I want more, 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 more. So they go looking everywhere for more. To me, it just brings more confusion. All right. Me, the rock of offense. Men have stumbled over the stumbling stone. Me, the rock of offense. Blessed are those that are not offended in me. Free Spoke. I got this off of Free Spoke. I kept having it all week. Occam's Razor. Occam's Razor, the problem-solving principle that recommends searching for explanations constructed with the smallest possible set of elements. In other words, the simplest solution is usually the answer. And men just spin it and spin it and spin it until it just explodes, and it's just a mess. Confused mess. Lord continues, Satan is the spin doctor, the twisty serpent. Spin, 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 a web, spin, a web of deceit. The earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour, he says. The earth is stationary and at rest, I say. What is spinning the minds of men? What is he spinning? The minds of men. Satan's illusion to bring confusion. My will is peace in earth, goodwill towards men. All the real history of the world is revealed in my word, for it is a historical book that you can depend on. When you dig and find the secrets in it, it is like that pearl of great price. When they find it, you cannot put a price on it. All right, I'm going to read to you one scripture. We'll be finished with this word. This is Matthew chapter 13. Verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? See, the Lord's been talking to us about secrets. He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Okay, I want to look to verse 44 and 40 through 46 now. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. All right.